Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh no!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast, episode 204, the official show of Justin Foster and life coach Christy Marie. I'm your host, Justin Foster. Hello, Christy Marie.
Hello.
Sound guy Ivan Ishkoff.
What up?
Dude, we got a jam-packed episode today. I've got so much stuff to do today. We got Christy's baby update. I got a helpful article. We got a news article. I got a relationship question. We got a what the fuck news article and iTunes reviews and so much stuff. Packed show, episode 204 today. I'm excited. Christy, let's do your baby update first. I didn't know you can watch your babies live on your phone.
On my phone, on my computer, I can watch them live everywhere. It's pretty amazing.
How do you not get like crazy obsessed and like only watch that?
I did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I just watched them 24 hours a day.
I can't stay off Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. But now what I find is because they're awake so often, is that when I turn it on and they're like awake and looking around, no matter what I'm doing at my house, putting together the nursery, we've been painting, we've been doing all this stuff. No matter what I'm doing, I drop it, I get in the shower and I go to the hospital.
Really?
So I try not to turn it on until I'm getting ready to go there.
Right. Because like just now you look down and one of them was like sad. How
right.
do you not be like, I gotta go, guys.
Somebody fix it.
Yeah. You're just calling the hospital.
Right.
My baby's crying.
Can somebody give him his pacifier, please?
Do they have the same nurses that you kind of like become friends with?
Yeah, there's a pretty, it reminds me very much like working at a restaurant. Like when you watch them interact with each other, it's like a really small staff of people. It's like maybe 15 nurses that rotate through. They're all friends.
They're all trying to bang each other.
Right. But seriously, a lot of them are like dating and stuff like that. So
right.
it's really funny. That's totally what it reminded me of. But yeah, there's nurses that are like family to us at this point. And, you know, definitely, there's some that
you like less.
There's some that I.
Is there one that you can't stand? That every time you walk in, you're like this.
There was one
really?
Nurse. I had her twice.
Uh-huh.
I gave her a pass the first time
sure.
that maybe she was having an off day. The second time, she kept calling my boy a girl, my girl a boy. And like my little girl's in like a pink hat
sure.
and she's looking at the pink hat and keeps calling it him. And I'm like, I would like a little more attention to detail
yeah,
than that. It's not even like, oh, I can't believe she called my baby a boy. It's like, how can you not pay better attention than
right.
that? And then brought a bottle to my baby girl who was not drinking out of bottles yet. And I had to be like, excuse me. She doesn't take it
right.
through a bottle. And I was like, nah, I don't think so.
Nah, bitch.
I don't think so, chick.
They're literally color-coded. Like, it couldn't be more.
right. So I went to them, and I was like, we would like her not
sure.
on our rotation, please.
Yeah.
And I explained it, and they were really cool about it.
It's
but,
like, oh, dear, we'd like a different waiter. This one's just a little too hungover.
Right.
You know what I mean?
just a touch.
Yeah.
But generally, she's been the only one. Everyone else, whether I personally like them a lot or not, they have been, like, absolutely amazing, but I do like it when certain people are
sure.
with them because I just sleep easier because
mm-hmm.
I know that they love them like their own kids.
Oh, that's so great.
So the nurse that they have had for the past few days, normally they'll have the same nurse a couple days in a row.
Right.
The nurse that they have today, his name is Tony. We call him Uncle Tony. And
aww.
Like when they were up and down in the beginning, he would actually like text the nurse on staff to see how they were doing.
Like on his nights off?
Yeah, like
oh,
on his days off,
man.
Just to see
wow.
if they were doing okay. And then there's also Auntie Liz, which is another nurse that like actually would cry when they, you know, got set back and put on back on the ventilators and stuff like that. That so it's really really sweet how much the nurses care and do like little extra things.
Do you
for
bring them.
Them
cookies and like treats and stuff?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We hooked them up for Christmas. We hooked them up. We gift certificates and food and coffee and everything. It's like thank you guys so much because it makes all the difference.
Sure,
in the world.
Yeah,
all the difference in the world.
So you were telling me on the way here that you just took a CPR class.
last night we took a CPR class.
Oh, like
class.
You literally just took it.
Yeah, last night we did it. So in the NICU before you leave, because there are lung complications for preemies. Sure. You have to either watch this 2-hour long video mm-hmm. and sit and watch it, or you can for free take their CPR class. And we're like, we'll go take the CPR class, and they give you the actual dummies where you get to, like, you know, do the muscle memory and actually learn how to do it.
They give you dummies. It's just the first nurse that kept screwing up the kid.
Here you go.
Doesn't preemie sound like a derogatory, like,
yeah,
slang?
Right. Old preemie.
Old preemie ass.
And it was awesome. It was really informative. But some of the parents out there in the world, mm-hmm. you just, like, I'm glad that they elected to take this class. It shows, like, initiative.
Right.
But it's like, you are so stupid. How are you going to raise a child to completion? You know what I mean?
Like, some of the women in the CPR class were just dumb as rocks.
The women, the men, there were some questions that were coming up. So we were learning, like, how to do the compressions and the breaths. Uh-huh. And they're like, you do 5 compressions of 30. And then 2 breaths and 5 rounds of 30 compressions and 2 breaths.
Right.
Right. And one woman actually asked, like, if in the middle of your 5 repetitions, mm-hmm. if your child comes to, mm-hmm. do you keep going? And I was like, dear God, no.
Just some, like, OCD type A, like, I got to get to 30. Right. I got to get to 30.
Imagine doing it to an adult. He's like, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm fine.
Fuck no. Off me.
Oh, no. And you're just sitting there.
And she asked it, and, like, it took a minute. I had to, like, absorb what she had said, run it through my mind. And then I looked at my husband with big eyes, and it took, like, every ounce of control I had not to laugh out loud. Like, I had to lock it down so hard. Like, no, now you're just abusing a child.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now you're just hurting your kid for no reason. Of course you stop.
Right, yes. Yes, you've done it correctly.
You don't finish 5. And then there was a dad at the end who was like, yeah, I've heard that there's, like, sheets that you can put over the mouth so that you don't, like, get germs back and forth. I was like, it's your child, motherfucker. Are you serious right now?
Your kid stops breathing and you don't want to catch a cold?
You go find your sheet.
Right,
you go find your sheet to put over their face so that you don't get the germs. I was like, you are absolutely terrible.
Dish rag from the kitchen.
Yes, yes. Honey, the baby stopped breathing again. Go get the wet naps. We got Jesus.
Like, what is that dad in the store for? My husband has been pooped on, peed on, and vomited on, right. And we are not even out of the hospital yet.
Right,
like,
right.
You think you're going to put a sheet over this kid's mouth so you don't get what? Baby spit? Your own baby's spit on your face.
Oh, man.
I was like, good luck to all of you. God bless you.
You can't be a germaphobe and have kids. That's like the, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What color is their poop?
It changes color.
Is it stinky?
It's stinky now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've gotten to the stinky phase. At first, it was just, like, really benign baby poop. Yeah. But now, like, particularly my little boy, he stinks all the time.
Really?
He never smells good. Like, he used to smell like baby. And now, like, right after I give him a bath, like, I super cuddle him close because I know that he's just going to smell like crap
yeah.
the next time I pick him up. He smells like a mixture of vinegar and old cheese.
Ooh,
yeah,
God.
It's really bad. And I don't even care. I still munch
that,
on his fingers and kiss the cheese. I don't care.
You gotta fix that, because you don't want the cheese vinegar kid in class. You don't want to be the owner of that.
I'm hoping that eventually he stops constantly spitting up and pooping on himself so that maybe he smells better for longer.
There's always that one kid in class. I don't know for you guys. There's always that one kid in class that always smelled like cheese for some reason.
Yeah.
Like,
I called him stinky.
Yeah. You live in a Kraft singles factory. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's really bad. Our little girl still smells like an angel, though.
Oh.
But yeah, he's a big stinky boy, and I love it.
I couldn't imagine you, like, keeping your composure with these, like, men and women in a CPR class asking
goodness.
The dumbass questions. Good for
oh
you,
my
though.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Spraying the kids, like, choking, and you're spraying it down with Lysol because you don't want to get...
Right. Let me get my plastic gloves. It's like those sheets are for, like, if a stranger starts choking in a restaurant, mm-hmm. you don't want to catch some sort of hepatitis.
Sure.
You know what
right.
I mean? Not
Have
for
you ever
your
seen
child.
That before, though? Have you ever seen anybody choking at a restaurant before?
No.
I haven't either. But I think it would be like the most interesting thing. Like it's in the movies all the time when right. like the guy like the silverware like drops and the guy gets up and it's like a big thing. I would just love to be at like Chili's one day, like just actually see it in person.
Yeah.
I think it would be really funny.
Really funny?
Not funny, but it would be like super interesting.
Would you do something about it?
No, I don't know what
to say, just to watch.
Right, yeah. Just to be like, oh, okay, cool. I've seen this in the movies. I would know what to do now, 30 and 5.
That, I don't know if it's the same for adults.
No? Okay, shit. Well, then I would probably just sit there eating my Awesome Blossom and hope somebody else knows what they're doing.
Is there a duct in the house?
See, I don't eat peanuts on an airplane.
When in case somebody's anaphylactic?
No, fuck that. In case I choke.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
That's like one of my biggest fears is like being like, flying in general, but like being on a plane and like choking, like getting a peanut like lodged
in
your
throat. Yeah, but they all know CPR and Heimlich.
Do they though?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Southwest flight attendants?
I know, but I'm sure it's mandatory.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure it's mandatory.
I always get the peanuts and I just put it in my bag and I eat it when we land, no matter how hungry
bro.
I am.
Wow.
Do you have things that you only eat on a plane?
I don't eat anything on a plane.
It's funny. The only time I've ever had ginger ale in my life
is on a plane.
On a plane.
It's
like a
ritual. Interesting. Yeah. There's always the ginger ale person on the plane. There's always the tomato juice person on the plane.
I'm the tomato juice person.
Yeah. It's so weird to me. Yeah, I'm like, the either get a Bloody person. Mary or get a soda.
Hey. Yeah.
Just a big thing of like tomato juice on a right. flight is the weirdest thing to me.
Right. And then all the fixins. But I normally ask for the Bloody Mary mix.
So you get the mix.
Yeah.
See, that's different because that's got spices and pepper right. and stuff. Just straight tomato juice like on ice. It's like, what are you, a savage? What are you doing?
Oh, you mess with that spicy hot V8?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sir.
See, yeah. See,
yes,
I add red pepper to that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Pepperoncini juice. That's what I put in there.
Do you?
I don't mess around. Yeah.
Wow. There you go. So my girlfriend did cat yoga a couple of nights ago. Her and her friends. This is like the whitest shit in the entire planet.
Everything you guys do is
so. It's basically like a new trend in Los Angeles, of course.
Of course.
And it's a yoga studio where you do yoga.
Yeah.
But they just have free range cats running around.
Okie doke.
And like you do
free range cats.
Yeah, you do like downward dog, and you do your poses, and they like run up and they smell you, and they rub against your leg and stuff, and. There's just cats running around on yoga mats and stuff. Yeah.
That the cat thing is like the new trend in whatever. It's like cat whatever. There's cat cafes.
Yeah.
And it's just a fucking cafe
right.
where there's cats present. Mm-hmm. Like that's not cat yoga.
Right.
It's just a dirty yoga studio.
Just bring your cat to yoga. Basically.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But it's not even your cat. It's like just their
cat. Oh, it's
cats.
Random cats?
Yeah, it's just
oh,
random
she didn't
cats.
Bring her cat?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
They're just
dude.
Cats there.
But see,
it wasn't like hot yoga, was it?
No, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Sweaty, stink-ass
cats. Stinky-ass cats. Just sloshing on the mats.
Ew.
Yeah, there's a cat cafe that she goes to, and it's like an hour-long wait to get in, and you can drink coffee with cats running. Right. I don't want to eat or drink anything with cats running around.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
At all.
No.
Just sneezing into your coffee, pulling out cat hairs.
Ugh.
But yeah, so that, and I looked it up though. Like the cat yoga is like a huge thing in Los Angeles right now.
Yeah, cat anything.
Cat.
Open up any sort of cat, any business and just allow cats to run around, and all of a sudden there's an hour long wait to get it.
Successful business model. It's like putting The Rock in the reboot of every movie.
Right.
Just put some cats there.
Plus cats.
We should
do your taxes with cats.
With cats. Cat taxes.
Yeah, cat taxes. We're gonna be billionaires.
I got so much. So let's do all the stuff that I found.
Okay.
So I got a great news article that I want to talk about, which is lawsuit aims to force Apple to block texting while driving.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a new class action lawsuit in Southern California is going after Apple, claiming the company has technology to prevent texting and driving, but has failed to implement it.
Right.
The lawsuit alleges that in refusing to implement a lockout system to prevent texting while driving, Apple is putting profits ahead of user safety.
Oh, for the love of all things.
Yep. The lawsuit filed at the Los Angeles County Superior Court centers around a plaintiff who was involved in a car accident where he was hit by another driver who was using her iPhone behind the wheel. The far-reaching lawsuit claims that the iPhone is the culprit of 52,000 car accidents in California every year, as well as 312 deaths per year on average. Furthermore, the suit cites data from the U.S. Department of Transportation that claims 1.5 million people are texting and driving at any given moment. And it says that Apple has had the technology to lock texting out since 2008. It was granted a patent in 2014 for the technology that would block people out.
What if you're a passenger?
See, I don't know. See, that's what that was the first thing that I thought of. If you're the passenger, like, do you just get in and just shut you down?
Yeah,
because it has to be just like it knows through GPS you're moving really at a speed.
Right. But they're saying that Apple is fearful that such advice would cause it to lose value and its stock market to crash. So they ain't doing it.
And, thank you, Apple.
The loss. Right. Exactly. It's not Apple's fault.
Right.
It's not Apple's fault that people exactly. And like, look, do I text or drive? Sure, sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, it's not Apple's fault that people don't know how to do it.
Right.
But it would be like suing Smirnoff for drunk drivers.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at one point, we've got to be responsible for our own actions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's not... Just be smarter, people.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it in your lap.
for sure, don't drink Smirnoff. That's just gross. Please, like, let's all be responsible for ourselves. Let's not blame every product for every stupid decision that we make.
Do you text and drive?
No.
You don't at all?
Absolutely not.
I always tell myself I'm not going to. And then, like, I'll be halfway and I'll be like, yeah. And then I start doing it.
It's the stupidest thing in the world.
It is.
You've got to knock it off.
It's the dumbest.
It's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I just had a lot of practice driving over the road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, as a former truck driver?
Right.
I know. But it's like, I'll look up and I'm like, oh my God, I'll have to like slam on my brakes real fast. Like, I don't want to get into an accident because I'm looking for the heart emoji. You know what I mean? Like, that's not.
Right. But how many times have you done that and you still text and drive?
Oh, a couple of times.
It's ridiculous.
I know. I need to lock it up.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
If only there was some sort of technology that could stop me.
Right. It's probably Apple's fault.
Yeah, I just got rear-ended last week.
Somebody texting?
So he was just clearly on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just smashed right into me, pushed me into the car in front of me.
Yeah.
There was like a family of five in there in the
middle. No shit.
Yeah. Just totally comes out, no insurance. You're just a weirdo. Ugh.
Wow.
He comes out of the car, goes into like weird cop mode for some reason, and he goes, what I'm gonna need y'all to do is get off the shoulder. It's not safe. And just, I need you to get off the car. And I'm like, dude, relax. Can you just give me your insurance? And he hands me an insurance card from like 2016 to like a Pontiac Grand Am, and he's driving like a Toyota Camry. I'm like, dude, you don't even have insurance. He's like, oh, I do. It's just somewhere in the car. I'm like, why don't you go get it?
Right. Why don't you go ahead and find the one that works?
He's like, well, I'll just pay for it cash anyway. I'm like, clearly you have no insurance.
Right. Because nobody says that.
He tried to give you cash after the accident?
No, he's just like, we'll figure it out. We'll work
something
out.
We'll figure it out.
Says
no.
Someone with no insurance. Yes. Clearly.
And I've been on that side of the situation. So I know what he's doing.
Right. I know your tricks,
buddy,
dude.
I've been there.
I've been a dirtbag longer than you have. I got all the tricks and tips.
Yeah, it's. I had to take Spotify off of my phone because it's like I'll just be cruising and I'm like, oh, I want to hear that one song off that one album. Next thing you know, I'm like searching, like, you know, look through different libraries. Like, oh, that's the live version. I want the other version. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm driving an automobile right now.
We have Siri. Like, nobody uses it through like Bluetooth and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you could just press a button. Like, I never use it, but my car has a button I could press and just tell Siri to play
but
whatever.
But what's the fun in that? You know what I mean? Like, a little danger when I'm on the 405.
You guys are idiots.
But you're not going fast. I'm going 10 miles per hour. What am I going to do?
I used to drive a stick shift Toyota, and I'd have coffees, changing gears on the phone.
Oh,
like,
God.
Steering
just
with
multitasking.
My knees, smoking a cigarette out
absolutely
the window.
Absolutely terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
I love it. So speaking of car accidents, today's What the Fuck story is a delivery truck. Here's the title of it. A delivery truck spilled thousands of red Skittles and also uncovered an insane secret. In one Wisconsin town, when it rains, it pours Skittles, at least. On Tuesday, when a downpour soaked a huge box of the candy in a flatbed truck, causing it to break open and spill hundreds of thousands of red Skittles all across the highway.
Huh.
Right? At first, it seemed like your classic case of bizarre trucking spills, but it turns out the Skittles were going to a farm to feed cows.
Okay. Who knew that they trucked the Skittles by color? Like, by separate color?
So it was Rejects. It was all the rejects that didn't get the S printed on them.
Okay, so a bunch of reds went out with no S on them.
Right, and so they were deemed not good enough for consumer use. So
give them to the cows.
They send them to cows.
Just because they didn't have the S on them?
Yeah. They're not going to put them out. You know, it's all branding, right. Ivan. It's all branding. Right. You can't send your product out there.
No.
And so apparently that's a common thing. Bakeries and sweet companies will sell their rejects as animal feed, which are brought up as a source of cheap carbs.
Okay.
With the rising cost of corn over the years, mixing candy into the cow's diet has become a more common practice.
Lucky cows.
But experts insist doing so isn't as bad as you might think. When you talk about feeding candy, it's something that can help supplement a small portion of the diet.
Right.
Cows need carbohydrates as well. They need sugar. It provides energy and calories for them.
Yep.
So there you go.
That's what the...
It makes their meat taste sweet.
Yeah.
It makes their meat taste sweet. Delicious.
Could you imagine some like fancy steakhouse? Like, well, this is grass-fed and red Skittle bread. That's crazy.
Yep. The kids, before they were able to have milk, that's what they lived off of, basically with sugar water.
Really?
With vitamins in it. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy. Just a bunch of cows grazing on Skittles.
Dude, the marble on the steak is just like the rainbow.
Right.
Oh, it'd be so sweet. You know how like grizzly bears, if they eat blueberries, they actually taste really good?
Right.
And the fat is blue because it's sweet. But if they eat salmon, it tastes like, don't eat that bear.
Really?
Don't eat that bear. I'm going to eat no bears. I've decided.
Oh, man. That's nuts.
Yep.
So,
who knew?
All right, so here's this one. So this is the thing I had. This is Justin's helpful article of the week. So what we've been doing is I've been trying to find articles that help people out, educate people, kind of raise awareness to stuff.
You're a real humanitarian.
I try to be, Christy. New year, new me.
Yep.
Like 2 weeks ago, we figured out why people forget other people's names of the people that they love.
That's right.
So here's the one that I found for this week here. The percentage of straight men who watch gay porn may surprise you.
Okay, this sounds helpful.
It sounds very helpful to help understand and raise awareness.
Great.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
So when you're not surprised at all?
Not at all.
So when research led by Martin J. Downey, PhD, surveyed 821 men about their porn viewing habits, they found that 21% of straight men have watched gay porn in the last 6 months.
Okay.
They also discovered that 55% of gay men watch straight porn.
Okay.
And bisexual men watch gay porn at 96%, which that's not a surprise to me. So 22% or 21% of straight men have watched gay porn in the last 6 months.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's interesting.
This just sexuality is bullshit.
That's basically
what I'm learning.
That's what the article says too. It says it's totally normal for straight men to watch gay porn. Porn is just a fantasy, and our fantasies do not dictate our sexual orientations or identities.
Right.
So.
Right. You hear on things like Loveline or like in advice columns and stuff like that, and there's always women or even men that are like, you know, women that are like, my husband watched gay porn, or you know, my husband this or that, like, does that mean that he's gay? And it's always like, does he have sex with men?
Right.
No, then no, he's not gay.
Right,
then absolutely not.
Exactly.
My husband wants me to put something in his butt. Does that make him gay? Are you a dude? No? Okay, then no.
Right, yeah,
then
exactly.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex with men would make your husband gay.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's interesting. So the article also goes on to talk about the people's condom preferences in porn.
Okay.
Which is very interesting to me. When it comes to safe sex in the porn industry, the majority of guys do prefer their porn condom free.
Right.
Obviously, right? Yeah. But 3.3% of people preferred condoms in their porn.
Interesting.
It's very strange to me.
It is.
It's the one guy who's putting the strip on his baby's mouth.
Exactly. It's people with high anxiety that are like, oh, those poor people. I wonder what they're contracting.
Right, exactly.
Just can't focus unless he knows that everything's safe.
Please wrap it up. Please,
right.
God.
You're going to stress me out.
And take a shower afterwards. Jesus. So that was interesting. 20% of – that is hard to explain, though, right? Like, you're a straight man and your wife comes home and you're saddled up watching gay porn.
Yeah.
Like, now there's an article now that you can show up.
Yeah.
Well, do you know anything about imprinting? Like, so when you're developing sexually through puberty, this is, I mean, it's going to get maybe a little dark, but a lot of those, when you're developing, you're exposed to sexuality. Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of times that shit's like imprinted on you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what turns you on later on when you're, that's why, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So, a lot of times if like that, those images get imprinted in you, you don't necessarily want to go do that, but those images mm-hmm. turn you on.
Right.
It's weird. Yeah.
Interesting.
And I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people watch porn-wise that would probably be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
To you know what I mean? To walk in on. It's the same with like barely legal or, you know, yeah. like whatever extremes people watch. It's the same thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you're going to go out and find. It just means that that's what you were feeling adventurous about that day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's like you get busted watching like furry porn. It's like, my husband watches furry porn. Does he want to bang stuffed animals? Like, no, it's just a fantasy. It was imprinted on me as a kid.
I'm humping all my teddy bears.
Yeah, exactly. So that was interesting. So I have a the next segment of the show. I have a dating question for you, Christy. Did you read the title?
I did.
It was on a website I found.
Sometimes it says, I'm a little psychic.
Help, my boyfriend likes butt stuff. How did you?
I don't know.
My notes before the show.
No, I did not.
How did you?
Sometimes I'm a little psychic. It's fine.
That's eerie. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and we're definitely on the "we will be getting married" track. As far as our sex life goes, it's been amazing, and we really click in bed. But this summer, he brought something up that I had never expected. He told me that he likes to have his butt played with.
Yep.
It was hard for him to tell me because he didn't want me to be freaked out, and I told him it didn't because I didn't want him to feel weird or self-conscious. But guess what? It does.
Poor guy.
I've indulged his wishes twice now, but it was really weird for me both times, and I didn't take it as far as he would have liked me to, I'm sure.
Who cares? Poke him in the butt. Yeah. Who cares?
I got opinions on this, yeah.
Professional life coach Christy Marie says, poke him in the butt. I know it's
pretty
normal for guys to like this, but it still makes me a little uncomfortable.
Why?
It just seems very submissive on his part, and I think that most of my issue is that.
Okay.
The manly man of the house is on all fours with his ass in the air.
But it's not for her.
I know.
It's not for her. So why does she have to enjoy it or not?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what he doesn't like to do? Buy flowers and chocolates.
Go see The Notebook.
He doesn't want – yeah. He's working 50 hours a week. He's probably in a stressful job where he has to make decisions and he's in the corporate world and on the phone all day.
Stick a tongue in his ass.
He just wants to be a little submissive.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm with you,
Chrissy, 100%.
But I can see that if it's something where now it becomes every single time that they're intimate together, he's the submissive one who's getting stuff in his butt. But, you know, like definitely take turn. He then has to balance it out by establishing dominance some of the time as well. Mm. But it opens up a conversation. Like if he's been comfortable enough to tell you that he wants butt stuff, now you got to step up and say, well, this is what I would like on the nights we're not putting stuff in you.
Right.
You know, this is what I would like to play out.
Right. And I agree. And I think behind closed doors in the bedroom, like it's not, you know, you're not going to play with his butt twice. And then he's going to be like, ooh, spiders are icky. You know, and you're going to have to start doing shit, you know, changing tires and stuff.
Yes, but if my partner was allowing me to dominate him every time we were intimate, I wouldn't enjoy that either.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think predominantly chicks like to be tossed around a little bit when it comes to sexual stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
I do know.
It's like, I'll do this for you sometimes, but you better bring it back the next time.
It's like the opposite. It's like birthdays and Valentine's Day. He gets butt stuff.
Special occasions.
But communication is what.
Absolutely.
As long as you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There shouldn't be a problem.
And good for her for just kind of putting on a brave face and trying it out. And she can work out the kinks as they go along.
Sure.
But yeah, don't make.
She just doesn't want to tell him her fantasy is his best friend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Let's do some role play. Can you be Greg?
That's very specific. Oh, well, you know. He put this shirt on. It's his shirt.
Yeah, he left it here last night.
How'd you get Greg's shirt? Yeah, that would be weird, I guess. I guess that would be weird. Like the manly dominant male is like, all right, you ready?
But it opens it up to such an awesome thing because now the conversation has been open, which can be really awkward for people sometimes to ask for what they want because they don't want to offend the other person or what, like act like their sex life isn't good enough or that they need something more. But he's already opened up the conversation. So, you know, while we're trying this, why don't we try this? Why don't we bring in porn or whatever fantasy wants to be acted out. Right. So
gay porn because it's totally straight.
It's totally,
it's totally
straight.
Cool. It's totally
if he's into submission and stuff, if she set a rule like, all right, we're doing this twice a month on these days, like the second and last Sunday of every month.
It's on the calendar.
Dude,
is this a little poop emoji on the calendar?
And he's waiting for it. I bet you their relationship would be so much hotter.
Yeah, that anticipation.
He's shaving and cleaning.
He's just knowing. He's like, oh, that. And the other rest of the month, he does what she wants, but he knows.
Right.
Because in a way, he's still being submissive. Right. He's like, this is what she wants, so I have to do this.
And it still keeps it taboo, so it stays exciting for him. Yeah. Because I'm sure that that can be something not where too it's much like, of a, the butt stuff again. Yeah, now we got to up the ante. Because that's how men work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Once they get that thing they want sexually enough, then it becomes boring. Now we got to do something just a little crazier.
It starts
now we're
like,
all getting pooped on. And, you know what I mean?
Guys escalate so fast. Yeah. Starts with like a little tongue, then maybe a finger. And the next thing you know, they're like, all right.
Right, bringing home this giant piece of machinery
that you got to plug in.
Yeah,
why is the salsa here?
Oh my god, that's so true. We do escalate so fast.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe it is a good idea to dole it out in pieces and keep it.
That's why it's. I don't think it's like. Special. That's why it's very. You got to be very careful if you have like you bring another woman into the bedroom or like because then it's like now you're just scouting women every time you go out.
Right.
You're recruiting.
Right.
You were hanging. You ever see that couple that's always like recruiting?
No.
Oh, I had a friend of mine that they were into like bringing other people, and it felt like every time we went out at the bar, they were like scoping like their next
that was
like,
their
target.
Thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like, well, what do you think about that one?
I have so many opinions on that.
It can't be every time.
No, like, every time I would hang out with him.
It can't be any time.
It has to be like once a month. Or
no.
Like give it
once a month?
No.
It can't
I'm just saying,
be
the
any,
first and third Sunday of every month.
Yeah, you can't eat cake every day.
Yes. Just a revolving door of strangers.
No. No, just date other people. It's fine.
Yep. All right. So communication. Okay. That's the subject of that, right?
Yeah.
Asking for
balance
asking
in all
what
things
you want. Some people had given some advice to that, and it says you don't like seeing the submissive side of your boyfriend. What worries you about this? Are you unsure of his sexuality? Nervous that a man who's submissive in the bedroom can't provide you with security outside of it? A rush to having to play the dominant role? I think you need to get to the bottom of your feelings surrounding this act of sex and figure out like it's because it's not just doing that. There's something like deeper in there that she's worried about. You know, maybe him being gay, or maybe her losing respect for him, or maybe her, you know, not.
What about the fact that there's like hundreds of thousands of nerve endings around your butt, and it just kind of maybe it feels good.
I mean, that's fine, but let's not all shame this chick either for being a little weirded out that all of a sudden her boyfriend wants her to stick things in his butt, right?
Like she's the weird
like,
one.
What's your problem? You need to get to the bottom of that. Like she should just automatically be super fucking cool with stuff in his butt. Like she can have a moment to be a little weirded out. It's okay.
Oh my God, that's
did
so
this article
true.
Come out before President Trump?
That's true.
Or after.
That's so funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like she's got to go sit on a therapist couch to figure out why she's
let's
messed
up. Let's
not
all gang up on her.
Why are you damaged?
She's okay. And like I said, she went along with it. She made sure to not make him feel weird. She's just reaching out saying, this weirds me out a little bit. Does anyone have advice of how I can ease into this butt stuff?
Right.
Like, she's okay.
Yeah,
she's doing a good job.
That's funny. cute viral story of the week. This is I thought this was adorable. I don't know if you guys saw this. The viral video this week was a woman in Oregon posted a video last week that's gotten over 4 million views.
Mm-hmm.
The viral video is in Oregon, and it shows a goat walking to a 7-Eleven and helping herself to bags of candy off the bottom shelf.
Nice.
Can you guys guess which kind?
Skittles.
Fucking Skittles, dude. Fucking Skittles.
He threw the bell on the ground in excitement.
Skittles. It's a viral video of a goat walking in and eating sour Skittles off the bottom of the
That is
shelf.
Such an Oregon story, by the way. Crazy?
What if it was only looking for the ones without S's printed on it? Like, it wouldn't eat anything.
Do you have the red ones?
Oh my God.
That is such an Oregon story. Just like there's Florida stories.
Yep.
Like have my husband's from Oregon and now I can like tell an Oregon story from a mile away.
Right.
And that like the, everyone's like, oh, look at the nice. Like if that happened here in LA, people lose their effing shit.
Right. Yeah.
A, where'd a fucking goat come from? Why is a goat that close to a 7-Eleven?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I just love that even free-range cattle love Skittles.
Like, yeah.
That's kind of
what they go for.
Yeah.
And Oregon's kind of backwoods. I mean,
oh,
you got
yeah.
like
oh,
Portland,
bro.
But Weez. Everything outside of that, you better watch out. You're in like Sasquatch country.
Oh, yes.
Sasquatch country.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, your husband does have some Oregon stories.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oftentimes he said, I seen him at the place, and I'm like, what? Did you just say to me, you live in Los Angeles.
I seen him at the place.
You're wearing skinny jeans. Don't say I seen them. Get your life together.
Oh, my gosh. So the Razzies came out.
Okay.
You guys want to talk about that for a second? The Razzies, I don't know if you guys are familiar. So the Razzies are every year they take...
It's the opposite of the Oscars.
Correct.
All the shittiest movies yes. get awards for being the crappiest in their
Yes, and it
column.
Fascinates me because they always unveil the list the same time that they the Oscar nominations come
right.
out. And sometimes it'll be the same actor.
Yeah.
Like, I think Julia Roberts one time was nominated
for both. Yeah.
Or Sandra Bullock, one of those. But so they
but released. There's some that are like really proud to get a Razzie. Like
right.
I'm sure like whatever the cast of Sausage Party was probably really excited
right, exactly.
to get some Razzies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's weird. The ones they chose this year like actually surprised me.
Okay.
One of them didn't. The number one is Zoolander Part 2.
Okay.
Zoolander
yes.
Part 2 has got 9 Worst Picture. It's up for Worst Picture, Worst Actor, Worst Director, Worst Director for Ben Stiller, Worst Supporting Actress for Kristen Wiig, Worst Supporting Actor for both Will Ferrell and Owen Wilson.
Nice.
Zoolander number
go.
2. The one that surprised me that came in second with 8 nominations is Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Does that surprise you, Justin?
It was a horrible movie.
Right?
But
But what? That's what the awards are for. It's for horrible movies.
Yeah, I guess. I guess, yeah. Worst Picture, 2 nominations for Worst Actor for both
Justin,
Henry Cavill.
Just because something is made off of a comic book doesn't mean you have to love it unconditionally.
I know.
It's okay to dislike a comic book movie.
I know.
And not think it's awesome just because stuff exploded.
It was really bad.
Yes.
It was really bad, but
yes.
it's also Batman. You know what I mean?
No.
It's still Batman.
You still have to be objective about these films. Anything
right.
based on any comic book, Justin's like, it was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. Did you see the part with the building where it like exploded? And I was like, yeah, but what about the plot hole? And you always come up with, oh no, it's because like, you know, he was kind of mad about the thing. It's like, no, Justin, it just sucked.
You're right.
And that's okay.
That.
Yeah, you
that.
Do. Yeah, you do. Unconditional love for comic book movies.
I know. Because when I think of Razzies, I think of like, you know, all the other ones that they've like, so the Worst Picture is Zoolander number 2.
Yep.
Independence Day Resurgence.
Yep.
Which, yeah. See, that makes that's yep. what I expect. Gods of Egypt.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Dirty Grandpa.
Oh, okay.
That was,
yep.
I guess, Robert De Niro.
Right.
And then Batman v Superman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worst Actor was Ben Affleck. The nominations are Ben Affleck for Batman v Superman, Gerard Butler for Gods of Egypt, and London Has Fallen.
Oh,
so Gerard got 2. Henry Cavill from Batman v Superman, Robert De Niro for Dirty Grandpa,
mm-hmm.
and Ben Stiller for Zoolander number 2.
Nice.
Worst Actress nominations, Megan Fox, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Yep.
Tyler Perry, Boo Madea Halloween.
Yep.
Julia Roberts, Mother's Day.
Okay.
Naomi Watts for the Divergent series and Becky Turner as Hillary Clinton, Hillary's America.
Oh my God. Who even knows that that exists?
Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party.
Oh my God. I can only imagine.
Some dark secrets.
Yeah. Right? I'm so sure.
20s.
So there you go. I think if I was like a big name actor and I was nominated for a Razzie, I think I would make fun of it. Like it would be like
of
a fun.
Of course,
like I
if
would
you're
show
Robert De Niro, who gives a shit
right,
about your Razzie?
Exactly.
I don't care.
Is that when Halle Berry came out with her Oscars?
Yes,
and
right.
She came out to the Razzies
for Catwoman.
Yeah, and then she just like had this emotional like speech thanking them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I would do something like that.
Of course.
Make fun of it.
Of course.
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to do this real quick. How are we doing on time?
You guys are 40 minutes in.
Okay, great, awesome. That's I think that's a perfect way to wrap up. I had so much stuff that this that I wanted to jam in today. We got all of it done. I'm very excited.
That's awesome.
I want to do some shout outs for our iTunes reviews.
Absolutely.
I wanted to shout out to some of the people that have left us reviews. If you guys want to go to Foster the Podcast on iTunes and leave us a review on there, somebody who under the name Love Foster says, can't get enough, by far the best comedy podcast going, almost 200. Justin should get 1,000 more.
Aww.
Which is dope. Emulizer says, love that, Foster, and I still do after 3 years.
Yeah.
And then iTunes user BQR says, funny podcast, 5 stars. I love this show. So
thanks guys
for the iTunes reviews. And that's a great stopping point for today. We learned a lot. We learned communication is key in a relationship.
Yep.
Don't be afraid of a little butt stuff, ladies.
Nah.
Don't be afraid.
Stick it in this butt.
Cat yoga exists. It is a thing.
If you are looking to open up a small business, just add cats.
Just put cats. Put cats.
Whatever you're doing, just add cats.
That's like the bar rescue now. Everybody just guy shows up with a handful of kittens. All right, there you go. $1,000. We learned that if you are resuscitating a child and it does start breathing again, you don't have to complete the full session.
Do not continue CPR on an alert child.
Yep. We learned that Apple can stop texting and driving, but they choose not to.
Yeah, which... and that you should stop texting and driving.
Yep. We learned that cows and goats love Skittles.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's our show today, you guys.
That's great information.
Go to fosterthepodcast.com. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. For my tour dates and comedy stuff, go to justincomic.com. All my social media is justincomic. Christy?
At Rowan Moon Reiki.
Ivan?
At Ivan Ishkoff.
Awesome. And then we'll see you guys next week. We've got from Conan and Just for Laughs, we have DJ Demers is going to be our guest on next week's show. So we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.